Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Despite economic uncertainty, the insurance sector remains attractive to dealmakers. In the first half of 2025, total deal value rose to $30 billion, even as deal volume declined, signaling continued investor confidence in the industry's long-term resilience, according to PwC's 2025 U.S. Insurance Deals Mid-Year Outlook. High-value transactions in the brokerage and life insurance sectors highlight a strategic push for scale and diversification, while improved property and casualty profitability, rising foreign interest in life and annuity portfolios, and a growing use of dual-track IPO strategies suggest a cautious yet active M&A landscape. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the latest outlook is Mark Friedman, PwC's U.S. insurance deals leader. Mark, welcome. It's so great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lori. It's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Mark, what factors are driving strong investor interest in the insurance sector despite ongoing economic uncertainty?
Yeah, so Lori, it's interesting. There's a lot of uncertainty in the overall health of the economy globally and in the U.S., but I think the primary reason we continue to see strong investor demand across the insurance ecosystem is really driven by the resiliency of the insurance sector, its stable cash flows, and the fact that a lot of deal making in the space on the underwriting side is not reliant on debt financing. So with interest rates elevated relative to where they've been in the last couple of years, we continue to see more and more financial sponsors deploy more capital into the insurance space, both on the brokerage MGA side, as well as life annuity platforms, and as well as P&C platforms.
Why do insurance brokerage deals continue to dominate M&A activity, and what's fueling that momentum?
That's where the money is in the brokerage. But in all seriousness, brokers are very, very resilient and are a high margin business with very predictable cash flows, low working capital, low capital need businesses. So we continue to see the consolidators consolidate the space, and we continue to see some of the large players really trying to grow their scale. It's a scale business. Margins are important. And with the recent rise over the last couple of years in property rates in particular, driven by inflation coming out of the COVID era, these businesses have become very profitable. And the ability to consolidate and take some of the cost out of the business and maximize over underwriters in terms of commissions is become a very attractive investment, and one that many private equities have done really, really well in over the last couple of decades.
Mark, how did deal value rise in early 2025, even as overall transaction volume declined?
So that's a great question, and I think it's somewhat unique to the insurance sector, but we get asked the question a lot. If you look at the deal tables in the U.S. for the insurance sector, the overwhelming majority of the deals are in the brokerage space, and a lot of them are very small deals. And some of the larger deals, but they're private deals and they don't have an announced deal value. So you end up with, you know, deal volumes in the table without any deal value associated with it. So a lot of those smaller deals where the consolidators were snapping up smaller brokers, that area of the market has slowed a bit, partly due to the cost of financing, but also because a lot of the consolidators, as we've talked about in our report, have been acquired or transacted over the last 18 months. And that inherently creates some level of lack of attention to some of the smaller deals. So what we're seeing is more deals in the 6-month period that we covered in our report More of those deals had announced deal values, and a lot of them were mega deals. They were large consolidators being acquired by some of the large publics, and in some cases by private equity. So you have this dynamic where if you look at the volume side, you see a decline, albeit not a significant decline. But on the value side, some really large transactions across the life and annuity, P&C, and brokerage space that really speaks to a very robust market, and frankly, valuations that have not been impacted as the valuations of some other sectors have been.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
When you look at some of the macroeconomic conditions that we see today, inflation, interest rates, and others, how are they impacting M&A activity in the life and annuity space?
So in the life and annuity space, it's actually been a very much a net positive for deal making. The life and annuity space is not really impacted by inflation. There's no replacement costs as there is on the P&C side. But what we are seeing is insurance companies are investing the proceeds from life insurance and annuitants money in largely yield generating assets. So with rates higher and spreads widening, the alpha that they can earn actually falls straight through to the bottom line in many cases. And it's made them quite profitable. Also, because of rising interest rates, coupled with bank regulation and a couple other things, we've seen a shift towards private credit, which is somewhere life insurance companies or annuity companies have done really, really well by diversifying out of, you know, public debt into private debt, asset-based financing, and the like. Asset-backed financing, I apologize. So we're actually seeing more interest in more demand from consolidators for blocks of in-force life and annuity because this sort of rate environment really bodes well for their ability to earn spread on policyholder funds.
What role are foreign investors and asset managers playing in shaping U.S. insurance dealmaking today?
So I would say in the life and annuity space, virtually all of the deal activity is being driven in some shape or form by asset managers that are both looking to invest and buy platforms in the space, but also to consolidate the space and aggregate assets. We have seen more interest from foreign investors, particularly from Asia, inbound investors that are looking to capitalize on the interest rate environment in the U.S. And their ability to diversify their own books. So we've seen this over the last decade or so, and it peaked several years ago, and then we saw less foreign investment. We're definitely at a point now where we're seeing sovereign wealth funds, domestic and foreign asset managers, and foreign investors. Pension funds, inbound insurers from Asia, Japan, Korea, and the like, really looking to deploy capital into the insurance sector in the U.S. And sometimes that's in the form of an acquisition. In other cases, minority stake investments. In some cases, it's just an IMA. But there's continued interest for diversification purposes on the part of global asset managers and insurance companies.
Mark, looking ahead, what trends or market dynamics do you expect will influence insurance M&A strategies over the next year?
Yeah, so I think a couple things. I think we're going to continue to see consolidation in the brokerage and particularly in the M&A, in the MGA space within brokers. We're seeing a shift in underwriting from carrier underwritten to MGA underwritten. And there's a lot of interest in the market in consolidating some of those MGAs and creating large platforms. We're also seeing a significant amount of alternative capital vehicles, largely supporting some of those MGA businesses. So we've seen a number of sidecar investments set up to generate capacity for MGA platforms through taking on reinsurance some of those blocks. We're seeing a significant uptick in reciprocals. Reciprocals are those exchanges where there's an attorney in fact, and a lot of MGAs and some insurance companies actually are moving towards that model. It's more of a fee-based model with, you know, third-party funding of the insurance company capital with a membership model. These are vehicles that both give investors exposure to the insurance sector, but it also sort of guarantees capacity or significantly increases the capacity and the certainty around capacity that MGAs need in order to be able to grow their underwriting capacity to be able to grow their books of business. So everyone's looking to grow their platforms. And in the old days, you just recycled your earnings into additional capital and you grew your premium. With a lot of these brokers and MGAs, they're looking to create alternative capital vehicles. And we've seen a number of them stood up, and there's a fair amount more to come. The other thing I think we could see really drive deal activity is should the IPO markets come back in the latter half of 2025 and 2026, there's a backlog of both insurance underwriters, carriers, but as well, also a lot of brokers, some of the larger brokers that are due to transact just given the investment period, private equity backed for the most part, that are looking for an exit but might be too big for a sale to another private equity. So we could see significant high value IPOs hit the market in the next 12 months, and that could also drive a fair amount of deal activity.
Mark, this has been so interesting, so informative. It's always a pleasure. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. Always fun.
That was Mark Friedman, U.S. Insurance Deals Leader at PwC. And for AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.